Welcome to theguardshow.us daily. Good evening. The ringside physician has examined this audience. Checked the pupils. Checked the pulse. Asked if there was a history of philosophical injury. There was. She cleared you anyway. Reluctantly. Because tonight's question is going to hit somewhere specific. And she wanted it on record that she warned you. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. Place your hands where she can see them. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions every day. You can find today's question, submit your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, does a second chance mean they believe in you or just that nobody better showed up yet? What you stand to lose if you get this wrong is significant, Eric, because if you decide it's belief and you're wrong, you've built a foundation on someone else's convenience. And if you decide it's vacancy and you're wrong, you've refused something real and called that wisdom. Does a second chance mean they believe in you or just that nobody better showed up? Buddhism goes first for me because it refuses the premise entirely. Not to dismiss the question, but to locate where the pain actually lives. It says, the problem isn't the second chance. The problem is the demand that the second chance confess something about your worth. You're not asking about them. You're asking what this means about you. And that demand, that's the suffering. The chance is just the chance.
That's a clean move, but it sidesteps something. Because Christianity and Islam both go the other direction. They say the whole framing is wrong, but for opposite reasons. Christianity says you were loved before you were useful, recklessly, before you'd earned anything. Islam says the one whose belief would actually hold you isn't the person deciding whether to return. It's not theirs to grant. These two traditions sound similar on the surface, and they are not. Christianity says you were chosen first. Islam says the door that matters never needed to close.
Stoicism, meanwhile, is standing in the doorway like an impatient building super. It says someone's motive for opening the door is not yours to audit. The door is open. Marcus Aurelius didn't wait for the cosmos to confirm it respected him before the sun came up. What you do in the room, that's yours. Their belief or their desperation is equally outside your control, equally irrelevant to your conduct. Stoicism would really like you to walk through the door and stop blocking traffic.
Vedanta takes that further in a way that's either liberating or infuriating, depending on your morning. It points at the person standing there, chest tight, counting the evidence, and says, that's not you. The self that could be passed over, the self that needs the verdict, that's a story. Find the storyteller. The question collapses there, which honestly is either a profound dissolution of ego or the most premium way to avoid answering someone's text.
The pop culture oracle today is going full talent show metaphor. The judge who hits the golden buzzer, not because your voice cracked them open, but because the slot needed filling before the commercial break. It's a vivid image. The problem is it tells you the table was never worth sitting at and then tells you to sing anyway, which is, I mean, that's just absurdism in a sequined jacket. Absurdism actually makes the move cleaner. Sisyphus doesn't push the boulder because the hill believes in him. His hands are on the rock. Take the opening. The motive behind it is none of your business. Those two are genuinely fighting, and I think absurdism wins by a point. The empty room full of moving boxes, and that moment when you don't know if you're arriving or leaving, that's where this question lives. If you're the one who sent this question, sitting with that specific uncertainty, turning it over, Judaism's framing might be the one that costs you least to carry. To stand beside someone while the outcome is still unknown is not certainty. It is the more honest love. That goes for how you stand beside yourself, too. Tomorrow's question is already waiting.
The ringside physician is filing her report. Patient presented with a second chance and an unanswerable question about its origins. Prognosis. Inconclusive. Which is to say, human. She has noted for the record that 15 traditions examined the wound, and not one of them agreed on the cause. which she found, and I quote, professionally clarifying, if this show is part of your daily examination, you can support thegodshow.us as a free daily multilingual project at thegodshow.us. A subscription keeps the doors open and the traditions arguing. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to DeYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The physician has cleared you to go. She recommends rest, honesty, and walking through the door before you finish diagnosing it. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.